Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God, the God of grace is very merciful. God loves us. God keeps us. God just has his hand on us because there is no God like our God. Tonight I want to talk to you about a very, very important subject, that when we live in this hour and time, for the grace of God is sufficient. So I want to say, what I want to talk about, the measure of grace. And then I want to ask you a question. Why grace? Is it because that there's nothing else we can do? Have you ever sit down and thought about that? No person is ever saved under the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Nobody was saved because the people of that hour heard what God said to his chosen people. Now, here's what John 3:13 says. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. What he's talking about, he's telling us, grace. So why grace? Grace is sufficiency. It is God's merit love for us. It brings us to a point to understand. Now, let me tell you what I say. Never has been a sinless person, regardless of how we look, how we think, how we talk. All have come short. All of us have come short of the glory of God, starting with Adam, who had a time to walk with God and talk with God, and continue on to Moses. When Satan finished with them, they had sin. Now I want to reemphasize that. See, Adam took Moses. Satan had caused sin to come upon them. And because of that sin, we need some grace. So here's what the Bible tells us. Since heaven is a holy place, now since no sin is allowed, sin is not allowed to be in heaven. Not one person has made it in. Moses didn't make it in, tried to walk his way in under the old covenant, as we call the Old Testament. None of those names we just mentioned. This is the reason Jesus said, no man, black, white, rich or poor, short, tall, fat, has made it. Since no one could get expected in total righteousness. See, here's the key word, total righteousness. So underscore that in your notes. Jesus has to come and become our way to heaven. God sent him in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave us grace. Jesus was the grace of God. God so loved the world, hallelujah, Father. Jesus so loved the world that he gave us grace. He gave us his Son, that if any man believe in him shall not perish. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who believes in him, whosoever believeth in him. See, that's another password, believe. You got to believe. Some people say, well, you know, why have to believe? Because if you don't believe that it is not. See, you have to take understanding to know that God is a real God. He's in omnipotence. He says, I'm omniscient. He is all present, all knowing, all everywhere. He is God all by himself. When you put the word O-M-E-N-I, we just put the O-N-I. He is God. He is God. But let me show you something, what I put on my Facebook. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you, this is from the book of Jude, about the salvation we share. You on earth, you and I have saved. I felt compelled to write and urge you to connect, to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. That was Israel. For certain individuals have condemned what was written about long ago, how secretly slipped in amongst us. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of God into a license of immorality and denying Jesus Christ as our own sovereign Lord. Now, here's what verse 5 said, though you already knew this. See, Jude is saying some of us already knew this in this New Testament. We knew it, but we don't have the, and we won't take the time, hallelujah. We won't take the time and say, you don't have a place where God is in this place. We allow Samora, S-O-D-O-M, Sodom, and G-O-M-M-R-R-A to continuously come in the place of holy. I read in the Bible, Psalm 134, it said, lift up your holy hands, all of you in the holy sanctuary. We live in a holy sanctuary. We have to lift up our hands and praise the living God. So when I get back to grace, when I wrote and said, why? Why grace? Grace was needed by Jesus Christ. Guess what? Men and women have all done they could do, but it wasn't enough. See, you might have a multi-million dollars. You can't buy your way in heaven. You can't buy for no healing. And they were in the Old Testament. You go to the book of Hebrews. God says, I no longer want blood, goats and lambs and bulls and turtle doves. Those were blood sacrifices. S-A-C-R-I-F-I-C-E-S. More than one they had to do. Once a year, the high priest would go in and he would do the Torah, and he'd go in and go to talk with God. But he would in there, if his sins, they went out for the forgiveness of the sin. For years after years after years after years, this went on till one day God got tired. God says in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, he says, I no longer would accept those sacrifices that come once a year. So he sent Jesus. He said, in time past, he spoke to us by the prophets. He spoke to us by his apostles. But now he wants to speak. He will speak to us more excellently by his son, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus came with the grace to fulfill it all. See, grace is it's one word, G-R-A-C. Okay, G-R-A-C-E. So when you look at that, look at R-A-C-E. Every race is into that. It's a godly race. It's a godly race. When grace comes in, it is a grace race that God comes in. It's only one race. It's a godly race. But he sent it through Jesus Christ. Here's what Jesus did for us. He died. But listen to me. My God, I love you, Father. These people, see, we, in time past, we did this. The Bible tells us, verse 6 says, and the angels who did not keep their position of authority were abandoned their proper dwelling. They was in heaven. These had not kept in darkness. They are kept in darkness. Why they're kept there? Bound to everlasting chains for judgment on that great day. And we've been teaching about the day every man has to give an account of, and I know I do. I ask God to forgive me every day I come. Forgive me, Father. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. Is this what's going on in the world today? Yes, it is. It's going on right here in America. We got people who've given ourselves up to sexual immorality. I'm not here to down on somebody. It's the spirit I'm after. I love the Woshandirihishata. I love the people. But there is a spirit upon Sodom and Gomorrah. It is a move of the devil. And the devil is doing everything he can to stop the believers. But we as believers must come to a point to understand they have an example to those who suffer punishment of eternal fire. Let me tell you, beloved, I am not going to hell because my brother is a homosexual who will not give his life to Jesus. I've loved him. I've prayed for him. I've talked to him. I've coached him. I say, give it up, give it up, and come into grace, the God race. Grace, G-R-A-C, the God race. Come on into God's side. But you know what? When we take notice of what grace comes to us, and I go back, why grace? Because in time past, heaven is a holy place, and since no man and no sin is allowed there, see, sin and flesh will not enter to heaven. And that's why I tell people, well, you know, when I get back to heaven, I'm going to sing my song. No, you're going to be transformed. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're going to be transformed. Why are you going to be transformed? Because you're going to be in the likeness of God the Father, God the Son, Holy Ghost. And when he appears, we're going to look just like him. When we know the grace, the God race, the grace of God brings us to a point. A place is termed paradise, was provided for them. Now, listen to what the Bible tells us, and I just have to share it with you. It is from this day that I will stir up the rich man. Now, when we read it, we understand. Lazarus was taken. Luke chapter 16, verse 25. There was no way to heaven. God works, keeping his law, making that blood cycle, keeping it holy day. All travail. This is what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now, you know what? If I had a Katrina, $200, I can't buy the way for nobody, not even my own self. See, God says in his word, who can pay the price for their souls? Nobody but Jesus Christ. So this concerns the very finality of Christ. See, we have to look unto Christ. See, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not going to need. I was listening to the TBN last night, and they got different. You got different religions out there. Religions are man-made, man-orchestrated, man pushing in. The Buddhists say you got to do this here. The Muslims say you got to do this here. The Hara-Koshians say you got to do this here. Every different religion out there, but they do not have a way to get to know God. They do not have a way to get back to heaven. That's why when we read the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, black or white, rich or poor, coming unto the Father but by me. So that's something I always, it kind of moved me in a place. I am the way, Jesus said, John 14:16, as he was telling his disciples and the people. He said, I am the way. What way? I'm the way only to go to see God. I am the truth of God. I'm the life of God. Now listen, of all these wonderful idioms I just gave you, no man, I don't care if you're the richest white man, the richest black man, the poorest of any color, you cannot see the Father unless you come by me. And that's why I say no pastor, no apostle, no evangelist, a prophet, none of the fivefold can get you to see the Father. Only Jesus Christ can. See, the finality of Christ, some people say, well, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go to church in the morning, and I'm going to hear a great message. I want to ask this here. Do we talk about the grace of God, the fullness? Grace give us an expounding. It is the finality of Christ. Do you want to see? But if you look at a place headed to Los Angeles and you want to go to New York, you have a problem. See, it's a problem. Now, as we said, I love you too. Some have said, all religions are good. No, they're not. No religion is good. Jesus came in with the God race of grace to say, why grace? because it's the goodness of God. It is the unmerited love of God. It is where God comes to a point where he said to those of the old covenant, the Old Testament, I will not accept any more offerings. I am sick of offerings. God the Father, who spoke it, hallelujah, who spoke it into existence, I am God, and beside me there is no other God. He said, but you glorify me through Jesus Christ. When we come to Jesus Christ and we say, Jesus, I come before you and I submit, I commit to you in the name of Jesus, that the Father might be glorified through you. Some have said, true, they got good principles. You know, religion got good principles. They're not good. They have a principle. See, God gave us some principle. He gave us some things to do in the Old Testament. But now it's all about coming to Jesus. When you come directly to Jesus and submit to the finality of him, you have a right to be in the presence of Almighty God. You have a right here on the earth realm to talk to God, to stay in contact with him constantly, to say, Lord, I love you. Without you, I can do nothing. But there again, it is not tomorrow that takes us to heaven. Oh, I didn't commit no adultery. Oh, I didn't go drink nothing. I didn't smoke no dope. I didn't go gambling. If so, the thief on the cross would have never made it. And you know what it says in Luke 20? Oh, I love it. Somebody get your Bible. Get Luke for me. Out there in the radio land. If you're listening, get the book of Luke. See, the Bible gives us the fullness of. Go to Luke chapter 23:32. That's in the New Testament, New Covenant. Matthew's Mark, Luke. Oh, okay, you got it. Ah, Jesus, I love you, Father. I love you. Luke 23. All right. And 32. Now, this is what the Bible says to you and I. Then there were two other criminals. See, they were called criminals. Led with him to be put to death. See, the Old Testament, hallelujah, praise you, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. They were led because it fulfilled. And the thief were on the cross of them in the Old Testament. Read it in the book of Psalms. You'll find it. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, they crucified him, and the criminal sat on the right hand and the other hand. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, why would they say they know not what they do? And they divided his garment and cast a lot. And the people, now take notice now, and the people stood looking. But gave the ruler, they sneered, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he is God, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. See, the devil took his last opportunity to bring fire from hell against him. The soldiers mocked him. See, the soldiers, the soldiers want to defend, he's supposed to be a defender of the faith. But they was of Romans. They didn't know too much, but that's why he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. But it was a fulfillment in the Bible. The soldiers and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. The inscription also was written over him in the letters. And that was a big argument by the Hebrews. They all said, no. He's not the king. They said, don't write this over. Don't put this over there. But this is what God's plan was in the Old Testament. See, God had planned, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world. He's done it already. This is the king of Jews. We are, it didn't say one Jew. It said Jews. We are Jews. We have been grafted in. We have a right to have the God race of God, the God destiny of God, the God love of God. And that's why I say, would I've never made it in. So, I was taking you through for 23:32-43. And I'm going to read on down. But there was one criminal. Now, here they go. Listen to this. Jesus. one of the criminals who were hanging blasphemed, cursed that God, cursed that our Savior, saying, if thou art Christ, save yourself and us. See, that's a person, I call that pig Latin. They want to, you know, I've been doing good. Now, I walked, I heard about you. Can you save yourself and then save us too now? So I can go back and do some more sinning. Here's what it said. But the other on the cross, this is what I love, answered, here's my proof. And rebuked him. Rebuked means to scorn and shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Be quiet. Hush. Saying, do you even fear God? My God Almighty. See, you got people in this hour who don't even fear God. Seeing you are under the same condemnation. We all going to die, but one man was so wise. Here's what the criminal said. And we indeed, that's why we have received the due reward of our deeds. But this man, he spoke about Jesus. This man has done nothing wrong. God gave a physical man in the spirit, flesh and blood that fulfilled the Hebrews. It says if man had flesh and blood, Jesus Christ took on the same. He took on flesh and blood. But he said, this man done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, Lord, catch it. Here it comes. Remember me. When you enter into your kingdom, what kingdom? The kingdom of heaven. My God. Oh, and Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say unto you, today you shall be with me. Today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, that day that they died, he said, you will be in paradise. Where is paradise? It was a place that was preserved by the word of God through the bosom of Abraham. But that's where God had us who passed on from earth to place. That was a place we waited for. That's why we go to the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter. He said, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher, take notice, he said, hey, down that young earth, continue to fight a good fight of faith. We done been through it. We know you can make it. You can make it. You got to press on in. You got to give up what you're doing. You got to get right before God. Come on. Yes! You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. But you see, we couldn't hear them sing, but that's what they were saying in the spirit. You have to be in the spirit. Now listen to what the Bible tells us. I love you, Father. Grace. Paul spoke and said he transferred the people from paradise. He, when he was saying, God, Paul, he said these words. These words, when he ascended, that's Jesus, on high, he led captivity captive. My God, that's in the Old Testament, but he is in the New Testament and gave gifts unto men. Now he ascended, was it but that we should descend first into the lower parts of hell? Yes. He that descended is the same also that ascended. For above all heavens, more than one, there's three heavens, I'll tell you about this, that he might fulfill all things. I ain't got no argument with nobody on the radio station but the devil, and the devil is a liar. He is a liar from day one. He is a liar from 01. He's a liar from there. Here's what God said in the book of Luke 23. He said in the Old Testament, in Luke, and Psalm, he also said in the book of Ephesians, he says Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. This concerns three ministers of Jesus. Now listen to this. I'll share this with you. First, he came to establish the church, which we are part of. It has been established, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. Look at Matthew. Take notes of Matthew 16:18. He called his disciples and ministered here only a very few years. 3 years, 2 years, 2 years, and 1 year, 3 years and 6 months. When he went to Calvary, he finished his first ministry and by giving his life for our sins. When he died, he began the second ministry. Now here's the second ministry. Hallelujah, Jesus. The second ministry. And 1 Peter 3:19-20 says these words. My time is just about up. I got just a few more. Yes, Lord. By which also you went out and preached unto the Spirit. Oh, unto the Spirit, not the flesh. He preached unto the Spirit in prison. Well, sometime was disobedient, which was with long suffering of God, waiting for the day of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved. Not 10, not 6, 8 souls were saved by water. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 19, 20. For this cause the gospel preached to everything that are dead. My God. Ooh, I love you, Father. Ooh. That they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. See, that's another word right there. But there are three heavens. There is the first heaven called the atmosphere. There is the second heaven called the ionosphere. And there was another one called the stratosphere. When we get to the first heaven, what's the atmosphere? That's why we have the air and the water we breathe. The ionosphere is a dark place. The stratosphere where all the devil works from up there. He tried to work all of his strategy. But the heavens are above all three. God the Father has made it so possible for us. Now I want to say this to you. His second ministry was to preach to the people who lived back before the flood. He preached to them. He fulfilled it, Genesis 6 and chapter 7. He wanted to reach the people who died under the law. That's why he comes. That God said, I don't want no more bulls and buttocks. I want to see one sacrifice, but not saved until he came and messaged in. Now, how many we know? We don't know how many were, but God is a great God. God replenishes. He replenishes kingdom. I don't care whatever do. I don't care whatever the devil did. Thank you, Father. God has his son come down. Grace. Why grace? Why the race? Why the good? Grace of God. Why? And the grace open. Now that's when Jesus walked the earth. Good God Almighty. It fulfills. Go back to Luke chapter 23. And you look in Matthew 27:52. And the graves were open. And many bodies of the saints were asleep. Came out of the graves after his resurrection. And went into the holy city and appeared to them all. Now you tell me that is not God himself. Oh, man, my time is up. I love you. I want to thank you for listening to me tonight. And I will come back to you again next Saturday night with a message that God the Father, God the Son, by grace. What grace? Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey.
Yeah. Boy, it has been good to my soul. Thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, it's just that I just decided tonight I was going to get on the radio and do what God told me to do. And you know what? When we go into the book and we look at how God did what he did, it was a great transfer. My God. That was a great transfer at the resurrection.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So the devil, nothing but a liar. He lied.
Absolutely.
To Amen. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
And Christians people don't understand why we call the devil a liar. If you get it, meditate on it and understand that the devil is a liar, not. He could possibly be lying. Not that he might be lying, but he is an absolute. It's unequivocally a fact. It's written in stone and in blood that he's a liar. And Jesus is truth. So therefore, you can't doubt. It's to make you know that you should never doubt God and always doubt any suspicion that the devil brings, because he is. Always lying. You don't even have to doubt it. You just have to flat out deny it and reject it.
I love your preaching, sister. I love what you're doing. Oh, praise God. But you know, God is so good, his mercy endures forever. And what God has done for us, God so loved us. And you know what? When I look at it, it's, I'm going to talk about his ministers the next time. His ministers. See, a lot of folks don't know that Jesus has some ministers. We got some ministers we got to do on this earth realm. We got to do some ministers that God has given us to do also. It says, just as he was, so is us. And the
Glory to God. You have really preached tonight. I really had a ball tonight.
Yes, may I share something else with you? John 1:3 says this word. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy
the world.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, the devil thought he had Adam in the beginning, but God, Adam was nothing but flesh and blood, but he sinned. Man sinned. But God had to find a way to get him back into sin. Get him out of sin, correct? Get him out of sin. Once you come out of sin, you have to go back into sin. Ain't no fun after having sin in your life. Oh, you're going to make him say, yeah. But you know what? You got to go to God every day. Because I've been teaching a lesson on the seven judges. We got to first judge ourselves. If we don't judge ourselves, God's going to give us a chastisement. And I told somebody, a chastisement is a good spanking. Like my mother used to do, she said, you got a choice. You want this? You want the skillet or my hand? I want your hand, mama. I don't want the skillet. Lord have mercy. I broke my husband. See, when God gives you chastisement, he loves you. He's going to bring you to a right relationship with him. But when he condemns us, we no longer in his presence. My God Almighty. Woo! Sister, it's been a joy with you on the radio with me. And I pray this will be a start. I love your consistency. I love your consistency. I love it. I love what God is doing in you and through you. It keeps me motivated. It keeps me motivated. See, if we can push each other on this walk, we can, come on, we must be in a line. Don't try to outrun anybody else. I always say stay in your lane. Don't get out of your lane. You're not putting the lane of teaching, stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he puts you in your lane, don't get up trying to do the teaching. God has to teach it. But as an apostle, go stir up. Pastor, don't get out your lane, pastor. Stay in your lane. Everybody want to get out of their lane, and this is why God just blessed me. And I want to read one of my old books, The Measure of Grace. The Measure of Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Good God Almighty. When John, I want to thank the Lord tonight for you, sister, for being on radio with us. You got something else you want to say to the nation?
No, you've did such an excellent job. I mean, my soul just magnifying the Lord with you for your great teaching tonight. Great love, and the love was flowing through it. I just thank you.
Amen. Well, I'm gonna put on some music. It's called Reflections. It's called Come and Lift Him Up. Have a job or not, the Holy Ghost reflection. God will provide. Give it up. Mm. He's touching me. Amen. And that information I sent for it. So I want to get things. I even want to get it better. I've been at home all day long before the Lord. And just laid before him like he told me to do. And I obeyed him. and he's blessing me.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Me too.
Amen. So I'm just going to close us in prayer. Father, tonight we just thank you for this opportunity to say yada, yada, yada. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Yeshua HaMashiach. We just said thank you. Your word
thank
is true.
You.
Your word makes it possible for us to see, to go and bring someone in darkness to a brighter light, to do your will and not our will. Let's do, you told us, Jesus, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can speak to that mountain. That mountain must move because we have the authority and the power. I want to thank you for Sister A-Love, for her attitude, for her consistency, for her ability to press on. Because we walk this aisle to know, we don't know when you're going to call us on, but while we're on this earth, we'll praise you, praise you, praise you. Give all that we can so nobody can say they didn't fight a good fight. The angels will not be able to say they didn't do it because we're going to do battle against them. And Father, that's why I thank you for the book of Job. Jude is the first chapter. He said, brother, he said, dear friends. He called them dear friends. And I say out there, dear friends, I pray for America, all 50 states, all 50 governors. I pray for the president. I pray for both sides of Congress. I pray for the Supreme Court. I pray for things in America that look like it's going to devil's alive. We rise up. But the Bible tells you and our Father, in Jesus' name, you said, violence take it by force. We must become violent in our faith and make things happen. In Jesus' name, I give you the praise and the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Next, amen. So till next Saturday night, God bless you. Until I see you then, okay?
Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed one.
I'm playing on the music, so you need to want to hear the music in the ear. I think it's coming on right about now. Where is it? Come on, your music.
All the fireworks were going on yesterday, but get ready for the 4th of July part 2. Memphis, Tennessee, and surrounding areas, put your hands together and welcome on this evening. He's back in Memphis, Tennessee. He is. Oh, now you're greater. I'll be associated.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you so much, Memphis, for coming out. To God be the glory for the things he's done. You make some noise in here. The Bible says that we should enter into his gates with what? Into his courts with what? And be what? Thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good.
Thank you.
I'm going to need the brothers to help me out in the house. Let me see you raise your hand, all the men. Say this. Listen. Oh. Yes. Let's do it, brothers. Oh. It's time to praise him, y'all. Touch your neighbor, say, don't be shamed. Don't say, oh, don't be shamed. Oh. Thank you. Spirit pulling on.
You heard me.
thank you so much for coming out. To God be the glory for the things he's done. Let me hear you make some noise in here. The Bible says that we should enter into his gates with what? Into his courts with what? And be what? Thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good.
Thank you.
I'm gonna need the brothers to help me out in the house. Let me see you raise your hand, all the men. Say this, listen.
Thank you. You